Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Many children suffer from the ear infection, acute otitis media, and the March 2015 Cochrane Review looks at the evidence on whether the influenza vaccine might prevent it. The lead author, Nurhayati Muhammad Noor, from University Science Malaysia in Kelantan, Malaysia, describes her team's findings.
Acute otitis media, AOM, is a common infection in children. It is reported that more than half of infants have an episode of AOM by the age of 6 months and 86% by 1 year. In the past, AOM was considered viral, but more recently it has been found that most of AOM was bacterial in origin. It is commonly triggered by a viral infection, including the influenza virus isolated from the middle ear in children with AOM. Since AOM is often preceded by a viral infection, it is possible that influenza vaccines might be effective in preventing its development. We included trials comparing influenza vaccines with placebo or no treatment, and the participants were children aged between 6 months to 6 years old with or without a history of recurrent AOM. We included 10 trials and found a 4% absolute reduction in episodes of AOM in vaccinated children during a 6-month follow-up period. There was a clinically important 15% absolute reduction in children receiving antibiotics for AOM or its complications. Reporting of adverse events was limited to minor side effects, including episodes of fever and rhinorrhea, and these were increased with the vaccine. Additional rare or serious adverse events over and above those reported in the trials included in our review have been reported in a Cochrane review on the efficacy and safety of influenza vaccine in children. However, none of the trial investigators charged any of these events were to be due to the vaccine. The age ranges in the included studies represent the age range of children at risk of AOM. Half of the trials could not be included in the meta-analysis because the follow-up period was too short and one trial was not included due to a high attrition rate. Our review evaluated mono, bi or trivalent influenza vaccine as single, 2 or 3 doses given between 7 to 60 days apart, but was not able to show whether the number of doses made a difference to the occurrence of AOM. Although the immunogenicity of the vaccine for 1, 2 and 3 doses has been studied, we are unaware of any direct comparisons of different doses that look at clinically important outcomes. In summary, influenza vaccine appears to have a small beneficial effect in reducing AOM, resulting in a 4% absolute reduction in children who experience at least one episode of otitis media. Therefore, promoting influenza vaccination solely to reduce AOM does not seem justified. The findings of this review may be useful to parents when making a decision to vaccinate their children. Influenza vaccine appears to be effective in reducing antibiotic usage, and its usage for this purpose might be justified. However, in settings with a low incidence of mastoiditis, where watchful waiting is practiced as a means to reduce antibiotic overusage, the impact of this finding is uncertain.
If you would like to learn more about the findings of the review and how it might apply in your setting, you can find the full review at cochranelibrary.com.